It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition, a special edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, airing throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area. Hello, hello. The background noise that you hear is because we're recording from Kosher Fest 2019. This is the trade show, the source for the kosher food industry. It's an annual event. And in fact, a couple of weeks ago, we had Menachem Lubinsky. He's the founder, and he was behind the event. And we are going to share with you a fascinating array of guests. Guests that range from owners of businesses in the food industry, food manufacturers, distributors, innovators, and many of them are going to share some of the secrets behind their brand, what makes them unique, what makes them special. Some of them will also share some business tips and advice. And we're going to hear from people across the United States and throughout the world. Also, a special thank you to the many, many comments that I've received from being here at the show. People listen all around the world, and this is what makes this program really a lot of fun to do and to share with the audience week in and week out. 2020 is going to be our fifth year on the air. It's really, really special. Of course, we're in the top 10 in New York AM radio according to the Nielsen ratings. It's a very, very special testament to the great listenership of the show. So without further ado, we're going to go to our first guest and among the many that you're going to hear during tonight's episode. By the way, we recorded so many interviews that this is going to spread out over a number of weeks. So this is going to be, again, each week, of course, is going to have unique content coverage from Kosher Fest 2019, but it's going to be shared over the next few weeks because of the wide range of guests and content that we recorded at Kosher Fest. And now I have the pleasure of speaking with
Esty Wolby. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you for having me on here.
Of course. So tell us about you. You're a noted influencer. Tell us about yourself.
Am I? Oh, gosh. That term is a little bit...
I'm sorry, but hey, it's meant as a compliment.
I love that, loving food turned into something like that. I just kind of love food. That's actually what it even says on my business card.
Don't we all?
So then we're all the same. I have an Instagram account called Cooking with Tantrums where we just have a lot of fun. We have a lot of Insta stories. It ranges from what I'm making for dinner to I don't know what my hair looks like that day. It's just kind of where we have a good time. And I also have a cooking show on kosher.com called Easy Does It, which is exactly the way that it sounds. Easy, approachable, doable recipes that kind of you'd think, why didn't I think of that before?
How often do you have that show? How often is something uploaded? Is it with video? Perhaps you could frame it.
So it's a cooking show with a video, like a food network kind of cooking show. Mm-hmm. That's actually what kosher.com is, I feel like. Mm-hmm. It's the Kosher Food Network. So if you go to kosher.com, you'll find plenty of recipes that don't have any videos attached to them, but you'll also find cooking shows. I have plenty of very, very talented colleagues. Naomi Nachman has her own show.
Sure.
Rory Weisberg
Shout
has
out
a
to
show.
Her. Sure.
Yeah, no, these extremely talented people, Danielle Renov, and we all kind of have our own little approach to the way that we cook, and we bring that out there for people so that you can want to cook like us too with us.
How often do you have something uploaded?
So my videos, let's say, come out once every few weeks, but so does everyone else's. So I would say once a week there's a new
video. There's fresh content.
Fresh content all the time, but videos specifically I would say are once a week. I would say daily there's fresh content in terms of recipes. And then, they're very holiday themed. So before the holidays, you can really do a roundup of all these like fresh new ideas. Pesach is a big one because, Pesach gets kind of old and boring for people. And then we bring in all the fresh stuff. It's great.
As a parting thought, we have many small business owners in the audience. Perhaps you could share a tip from your experience?
I would say making connections that are lasting and real, being genuine to yourself and to your brand and not trying to be what someone else wants you to be and staying kind of authentic to who you are. In the long term, even though it's a little bit more difficult, but in the long term it really helps you out because that is your true style and you need to stay true to who you are so that you don't kind of flip and just get lost in a sea of everyone else.
It's such great advice, and I really must give you a compliment. Coming from an influencer, it means so much more because so many people out there, they aspire like, oh, yes, I want to be like that one.
Right.
They say, but you could learn, you could pick up advice from people, but be true to yourself.
Right. Well, that person's already that person.
Right.
You need to be you.
Thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Thanks.
Take care. And now I have the pleasure of having along on the set none other than the superstar, David Gabe. David, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
How are you? Nice to see you.
We go back a long time.
Oh,
we
yes.
go back. Well, our first encounter, maybe that's not the right way of putting it, but our first engagement together was when David was performing at the New Springville Jewish Center. And he's singing,
oh, wow.
of course, that hit song off of your original album. And my little Avigdor runs up on stage and does his thing. And that's when David made him the offer. He says, I'm going to, I think it was St. Louis next week. You want to come along? Ligabe. David, thank you for joining me here.
I still regret not taking him.
Thank you. Avigdor, shout out to you. Let's talk about your day job, I guess.
Yes.
Okay, what do
yes.
you do during the day?
So I'm Senior VP at BankWest Payment Systems. Mm-hmm. We do credit card processing, mm-hmm. payment processing for businesses, schools, organizations all around the country. And, saving them on their fees. And but most importantly, servicing the proper way, you know, giving them the TLC that the business deserves.
So let's, just broaden the conversation here. Small businesses, large businesses, nonprofits, you service
yeah.
them all?
Yep, you name it. If you accept credit card, we are... we should definitely talk.
Now, of course, we've all heard about BankWest at bankwest.com.
Yes.
BankWest, how is it spelled?
BanQuest.
Excellent. What do you bring? I mean, every business understands this. What do you bring to the table that's special and unique for servicing clients?
Yeah, sure. I mean, so everybody thinks that every processor is the same and there's, a dime a dozen. Right. At the end of the day, it really depends on who's servicing your account, the person behind the account, how much TLC they're giving you. We have tremendous relationships with risk and credit. So we're getting accounts approved that other processors can't. We're also getting like funds released that other processors can't. We just have that tight-knit relationship. And we'll turn away accounts that are, questionable, that maybe not be doing things it's kosher fest, so maybe yeah. not be doing it in a kosher way.
No
pun intended. But, so the back end banks, they really love doing business with us and our clients because they know everything's clean and pristine,
Now, David, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but
yes.
my final question to you is perhaps you could share a story that really demonstrates how you're unique, how you kind of jump through the hoops as few can. And of course, we're on radio and there's tens of thousands of listeners, so you can't just, share anything that's confidential. But short of, nothing, not sharing anything that's confidential,
sure.
a story that really highlights how you're really unique in the industry.
Sure. I mean, communication is number one by us. So, we're like customer service obsessive to a certain extent, just going way above and beyond to make sure all of our clients are satisfied. So just to give you an example, we will, we're answering that email at 10 o'clock at night. Somebody's locked out of his account and needs to process. I mean, quote unquote, needs to process, at 12 o'clock at night, a payment, he's getting a reply. He's getting his password, if he was locked out of the account or, for inactivity, things like that. So he's getting that response that late at night. So, all my clients have my cell phone number. It's not like a 1-800 number that they're calling into. So these are things that you're not getting with the bank or you're not getting with, commercial, processing companies. But
now, David, I said that was going to be my final question, but
yes.
that's my final question about your day job. Now we got to talk about your night job. What was the largest audience? Of course, everyone here in the audience, I'm sure, has heard of David Gabe. What's like the largest audience you've performed at?
I've got to say it was at the Continental Airlines Arena. One Cholamayit, I think I did with Miami Boys Choir there. I got to say it was maybe 15 or 20,000
nice.
People. It was gigantic. But listen, it's the small intimate shows also that I think leave a mark as well. So if you were, any of your listeners were at any of those shows, you guys all meant something to me.
David, perhaps you could share a final takeaway. The audience is comprised primarily of small to medium-sized business owners. Perhaps you could share a piece of advice for the great listeners here on 77 WABC?
Sure. If you are a business owner, I think it's crucial at any stage in business, whether it's early on or, you know, 20 years, 30 years down the road, to always have an open mind and just, you know, don't treat your business as been there, done that, leave me alone. You know, I've been doing this the old way. That's very dangerous way of doing business, because people have been ousted from their businesses that That's way. Right. And the new guy comes in and does things the trendy and new way. And you just always have to be in, you know, keep an open mind to different technology and different, you know, people that approach you, you know. So I would say the key takeaway is always have an open mind.
David Gabe here on ABC. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Yitzchak.
Continue Hatzlacha.
It was a pleasure.
In case you're just tuning in, the background noise that you hear is that of Kosher Fest 2019 here in Secaucus. And now I have the pleasure of sitting with Cliff. Cliff.
Thank you. Cliff Nordquist, Just Bagels.
All right. So I see here this packaging here. Just Bagels.
Made in Dub Bronx.
Made in...
Dub Bronx.
Made in Dub Bronx. Mm-hmm. That's great. A real New York water bagel.
Yes.
And 6 Energy Multigrain. Tell us about this.
Well, this is just one of our flavors. We call this the Energy Multigrain Bagel. Okay. Basically just a whole wheat bagel with lots of goodies in it. Oats and wheats and cracked wheat and mm-hmm. sesame seeds and sunflower seeds and cracked wheat and raisins.
It's delicious and healthy.
It's unbelievable. I mean, look, plain bagel is obviously the number one bagel in the world. But this is just one of the bagels we brought to the Kosher Fest today. We're also bringing the Mazonis bagels to the Kosher Fest today. So we brought the Mazonis and the regular bagels today. But, you know, bagels, they bring a smile on everybody's face, don't they?
Good kosher bagel. I mean, no one's going to turn down. Have you ever run into someone that said no to a good kosher bagel?
You know, believe it or not, there are a lot of bagels out there, right? Mm-hmm. But there really aren't a lot of great ones out there. Okay, this bagel... Can I sell my bagel a little bit here?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. This is basically an all-natural, non-GMO, no chemicals, malt and molasses, boiled in New York water.
Nice. Bronx.
Aged for 10 hours in a walk-in box. It really doesn't get much better than this. And when you taste it, it's going to put a smile on your face.
Now, you're in all the retailers in the area?
We are in a lot of the Jewish markets now because we have some distribution locally here. But as far as selling bagels, we sell bagels in all 50 states and 14 countries right now.
Special. Cliff, before I let you go, there are many small business owners, medium-sized business owners that tune into the show week in, week out. Perhaps you could share a tip, a good business tip, for the listeners here on Mind
You know
Business.
What? That's a great question. My tip is, obviously, I was never one to do a lot of things. You know, the name of the company is Just Bagels. So we only do bagels. But you could do a bunch of things as long as you do them really as best you can. Like, if I'm making bagels, I want the best bagel in the world.
Beautiful.
So that's why it's unbleached, unbrominated flour, no chemicals. No dough conditioners, nothing artificial, no colors, flavors. This makes it more difficult to make, because, you know, when you use dough conditioners, you get a more consistent bagel. When you use chemicals, it lasts longer. There's less
waste.
As
I say, there's no cheating with your product.
There's no cheating, and it costs more to make. It truly does. But when you see the smile on people's faces from tasting a delicious bagel,
I gotta try
it's worth everything.
I gotta try it. I hope my wife is listening.
But I appreciate it. I appreciate
Cliff,
it.
Cliff, thank you so much for joining me here on ABC.
Thank you very much.
One of the advantages of coming to Kosher Fest is you also run into old buddies. He's not old, but he's an old buddy. Michael Fragan.
You're an old buddy. If you can be an old buddy, I can be an old buddy. We can both embrace it at this point.
Oh,
might
man.
As well. I grew a beard. We're going to embrace it.
Michael,
we
Michael
are
Fragan.
Old. If we're talking about campaigns that I did that was still in the 90s,
that's right.
Okay, so then we are old, politically.
So what are you up to these days? What brings you here to Kosher Fest?
Well, here to Kosher Fest, obviously, is for the food. I think certainly coming to New Jersey is always nice. Coming to the Meadowlands is always nice. Being able to say Secaucus and is always nice. But look, I think we see the growth of the Jewish community here, and that's something obviously you and I both care about, both from a business perspective, but also generally having a perspective of the demographics and the interest that the outside world takes in the Jewish community. And as a political consultant and general consultant, public relations consultant, it's really important to understand what's going on, what are the trends in the Jewish community, and the way the outside world also looks at the Jewish community. And you can learn a lot about a community from the food that they eat, and the way they eat it, and how they get it, and how they consume it.
What's your advice to a company out there that is somewhat open to entering the Jewish segment? They understand that they've heard about it. There's an opportunity in kosher, but they don't really wrap their head around it. They don't understand the full scope of the opportunity. How do you present it to them?
Well, like with any thing or with any community, there isn't one Jewish community. There isn't one kosher. There isn't one kosher market. There are lots of different markets. There are lots of subsets, subgroups. Jews are not necessarily all necessarily united by religion. Right. They're not necessarily united all by language. They're not necessarily united all by taste. Even though we're all Jews, even though kosher is kosher, but that has different definitions by different ways to go. So you need some experience to come in. You need a kind of a local guide, a Sherpa. Can I say Sherpa? That's okay, if you will, to help you understand coming in here. You know, you could come to this place and just be totally overwhelmed by the incredible breadth of the kosher industry and of the Jewish community in general that it caters to. But of course, kosher is not just the Jewish community. Jewish community is not just kosher, and there isn't one way to define it. So it's guys like you who have enabled people to sharpen their approach and be able to market and sub-market and sub-target and segment the community. And we both know about segmentation, whether it's in politics or in marketing and business. And that segmentation is really so important. So you can't approach it as a cookie-cutter approach. I hate to use that cliche, but and it's a food cliche in this at the same time, but you really can't. You have to be able to drill down. And in order to do that, you got to have some experience. You have to have some local understanding.
Michael, before I let you go, give a shout out. You know, let's talk about your program. You're on. Talk about it.
Oh, well, I'm on the Nachum Segal Network on Thursday mornings at 9:30 a.m. We do a politics kind of roundup and analysis together with my old buddy Bruce Backman, a veteran of Fox News and other campaigns that we've worked on together. And, you know, right now I'd like to say we're not just talking about impeachment, but it kind of goes back to that. Bruce is very certain that the president will be reelected in 2020. I'm pretty certain that I think it's going to happen, especially with the current crop of 2020 Democratic candidates. But you never know. Our old friend and one-time customer, Mike Bloomberg, is thinking about it. And,
seriously.
Thinking about it seriously. Now, the problem is he can't seem to get past the Democratic primary, but he's polling pretty well in a general, which makes it all the more interesting. So as we know, Yitzhak, just like the kosher food business, the politics business is a very interesting business and a very fluid business.
To say the least.
And there's a lot that changes from day to day. And you come to a place like this, there you learn about how much you don't know. And in politics, every day I learn about how much I don't know.
I think it's fair to say there's more Rolaids consumed in the political world than the kosher world.
Look, if you want to look at a person who has rewritten the rules of the game, it is President Trump.
For sure.
And he has rewritten it in so many ways. All people like me and like others and colleagues that I have, a lot of the playbook, you know, just went right out the window. And everybody tries to replicate it. A lot of people try to, and they're doing it unsuccessfully. Even Republicans are not able to replicate the things that he does. His brashness, his audacity, his willingness to buck convention, which is so refreshing to so many voters out there. A lot of other candidates, they can't handle it. They're not able to execute it. It really is something incredible to watch. And I'm sure from your perspective, you look at it as a marketer.
Because his secret sauce is that he is an incredible marketer.
Exactly. So I'm in awe of his abilities. I'm in awe of it. And, you know, just today is going on in the city. As we're sitting right now, I think there are 100 to 200 members of the mostly the Orthodox Jewish community, sitting down to lunch with the president, raising millions of dollars for his reelection, and there to thank him for all that he's done for the Jewish people since he's been in term. And I think that that's necessary. As a community, whether you're truthfully, I think whatever your political persuasion, you should have Hakara Satov to President Trump for the things that he has done specifically.
So many things.
And I don't need to enumerate them. I think that's one of the things that's missing from our politics these days, because even if you disagree with him on policy, you should have that level of Hakara Satov for it. So that's my political point of the day.
Michael?
It might be too religious for,
You're good.
Exactly. But I really thank you for the opportunity to come on and catch up with you, Yitzchak.
Michael, it's always a pleasure.
Great. Thank you very much.
Hatzlacha.
You too.
So we're going to go to a short commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be here from Kosher Fest 2019. Stay tuned.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times in the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luke Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is, you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzchak Tzafos right here on 77 WABC. Thank you for joining me. We're coming to you from Kosher Fest 2019. Now I have the pleasure of sitting with...
Eli Hazan.
Eli Hazan. That's how it's said. Did I pronounce it properly?
You pronounced it properly, yes.
All right. So tell me, what industry are you in?
I'm in the banking industry, more specifically in the business SBA. We provide capital to small businesses.
Which institution are you with?
Cross River Bank.
Sure.
We're a local bank.
Right.
Based out of Fort Lee, New Jersey, and our lending parameters are in all 50 states.
All 50 states. Wow. So describe the specific program. It's SBA lending. What is that all about?
So SBA lending is a government program which allows capital to small businesses. It's a program backed by the government. We'll use whole numbers for the sake of using whole numbers. For every $1 million the bank lends, 75% of that is guaranteed by the government. So what ends up happening is banks tend to be a little more aggressive while being prudent and lending to businesses that would otherwise have a hard time, you know, gaining capital. And
having that backing is key, because you're able to be, dare I say, a bit more aggressive in your lending.
Correct. A bit more aggressive. Again, you want to be prudent. Nobody wants to originate a loan and become a collection agency after. And the idea is for, you know, businesses to grow, job growth, and, you know, grow the community. And what brings us here to this Kosher Fest event, mm-hmm. is a lot of, we have a high concentration in the food business, whether it's supermarket, food distributors, and we felt it was only appropriate that we have, you know, some sort of presence here.
Now, this question might seem obvious to you, but to many out there, they may not get it. Why is it important for someone, let's say in the food business, to deal with a bank that truly understands their industry?
So I compare it to commercial real estate. When I compare it, I compare how different they are. With commercial real estate, whether it's multifamily, mixed use, or anything larger than that, it's pretty straightforward in terms of property value, rental income, and then a bank would turn around and say, hey, listen, we feel comfortable at a certain loan to value, more known as LTV. With business lending, there's a lot of variables that come into play, right? Every business, you know, they have their own way of operating. Banks typically like to look at the last 2 or 3 years of financials. And with that, there's a lot of fluctuation, whether, you know, in terms of, you know, accounts receivables, payables, how they work with their vendors. And what I found early on is it's important to, you know, we hear this a lot, but it truly comes into effect to small businesses rolling up your sleeves and figuring out what works best for them and creating a product around that. And I think it's so important. You know, I'm looking around over here, looking mm-hmm. at many different businesses that we've gotten involved in, and thank God they've grown to, you know, to where they were originally. And I think partnering up with the right bank is so crucial when it comes to business lending.
Thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Yitzhak, thank you for the opportunity. It's always good to see you.
Thank you. All right, Kosher Fest 2019. And it's not every day that I get to sit down with the president, Donald J. Trump. He's no stranger here on 77 WABC, but can you imagine he stopped by here at Kosher Fest?
Well, it's great to be here. And I love Kosher Fest because I love small business. And I wanted to come back. I was in New York today. And this is a celebration of not only wonderful Jewish companies, but people that do tremendous things. And the company I wanted to visit today very closely was Ortmeier. Ortmeier, a tremendous, unbelievable company. And if you're looking to do any type of shipping with any hand trucks and pallet trucks and dollies and industrial shelving, casters and wheels, they do an unbelievable job. And it's an American company, and we love American. Buy American, hire American. We know we talk about that.
Now, Mr. President, first, could you give a plug for 77 WBC? Is this real news or fake?
Well, this is real news.
All right.
There's a lot of fake news. We know what CNN stands for, right? You know what CNN stands for? The Corrupt News Network. So we like real news, and it's so nice to work closely with you guys because you do it objectively, which a lot of people don't do anymore. We don't like that. There's some good people. There's some bad ones. You guys are the good ones. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Avrami, perhaps you could chime in over here. He's at joining us here on the podium, the stage over here for the show, Mind Your Business on 77 WBC. Tell us, what brings you here to Kosher Fest?
So we are a material handling company in Brooklyn, New York, established 1940 in a small brownstone building in the Williamsburg section of Brooklyn. Right now we're operating 40,000 square foot,
wow.
Material handling, supply,
warehouse. And a U.S. business. I mean, we have to give a shout. The president spoke about that.
I work very closely with these guys. I got to know them very well because they were doing a lot of work for me. And I love what they do because it's great service, great pricing, and more importantly, great people. And I like great people. And they're great to work with. This guy's a tremendous guy. And you should look them up and use them because 2020, I'll be using them very quickly. I can tell you that much.
Let's talk about now the election is in full swing. 2020 is around the corner, Mr. President.
I wish I had more competition. I really do, because 2016, nobody thought I was going to win.
That's true.
And we had about 17 candidates in the Republican Party, and then they started quitting. They started quitting. We went from like 17 down to like 12 because Chris Christie ate about five of them. And I won, and Hillary, we know, is a very bad person, everybody. She's got more servers than an Applebee's. And in 2020, I think I'm going to win even very easily, a lot easier than 2016. I think it's going to be a landslide because people know what the truth is, and our country is doing better than it's ever done before, I can tell you that. And I don't think I have much competition. We got horrible Bernie Sanders, who's 175 years old. I call him Bernie and the Gurney. And Pocahontas, we got Pocahontas. Poor Pocahontas, everybody. She called herself an Indian. She's not an Indian. Even in the Indians were like, she's not an Indian.
Mr. President, let's talk about the economy and how so many people said in 2016, all right, give it a few months, but the economy this, the economy that, and God bless, look what's going on.
Well, unemployment is, I mean, this is a 50-year, 60-year low right now. I mean, unemployment is lower than Rosie O'Donnell's IQ, I can tell you that. And the stock market, look at the stock market, higher than it's ever been, over 27,000 now. So those are very big numbers, and nobody can believe the numbers. And nobody, unemployment for Black and Hispanic, very low, lower than it's ever been. And more women today are working than ever before. So these are the victories that the fake news doesn't like to talk about.
So special. Avrami, perhaps you could also chime in a little bit. I mean, it's, listen, when you have the president around, certainly he gets the floor.
Well,
but
let me just say this. You know, the reason why the economy is doing well is because we gave tremendous tax breaks to companies like Ortmeier. And Ortmeier, by companies like that, that are family-owned, created, built from nothing, and became tremendous. And now the numbers they do are unbelievable. And they're serving the people, but serving the American people. And that's what we love. We love that.
So I just want to chime in that our company is now three generations. That's my father, and my son is here. So we're doing this for a long time.
And he's the best looking out of all three of them. He's the best looking one.
Don't say that. You wouldn't
say that. He's the best looking one. He knows it.
And we do a sale. We actually sit down with the customer and we
full service.
We understand his problems and his challenges, and we actually get the team in to a different type of.
Well, the whole idea of business is creating great relationships, and Ortmeier does that. And he does that. You know, it's all about feeling that you could, it's trust, building trust, and having faith that they're going to get the job done. And they've done a tremendous job. That's why they've been around so long, and they're growing exponentially.
Mr. President, before I let you go, making great again, making America great again.
Well,
of course,
it. You know that. It's no longer make America great. Now it's keep America great again. We're keeping it great, and we're going to do that. But you got to vote me in, because if you vote in a Democrat, and I call them Democrats, everybody, because when I won, they totally pooped in their pants. That I can tell you.
Mr. President, what an honor to have you here.
Thank
on
you.
77 WABC.
Thank you.
Best of
Thank
luck.
You. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mind Your Business on 77 WABC, coming to you from Kosher Fest 2019. And it's always a lot of fun to have a comrade, someone from the media, on with me. And I am joined with
Naomi Nachman.
Hello, hello, hello. First of all, a special shout out to a mutual superstar, Nachum Siegel.
I'm wearing the Nachum Siegel Network shirt.
So my relationship with Nachum goes back to 19, let me just share this on the air, 91. I think it was 91 when Mayor Fertig, another close associate.
Love Mayor also.
Mayor brought me to one of the JM and the AM, you know, marathons. Back when it was in Uppsala College.
Oh, wow. That's way before
my
day.
That's right. That's like the previous Gilgal, you know, like.
I love that.
And we were there for Nachum and the relationship. And actually, I was fortunate to sit in for Nachum many times between like 99 and 06 for his WSNR show, the 620, you know, 7 to 9.
Yeah.
And so good. Let's bring us up to date. What are you up to talk about? Your book. You're an influencer. You have your hand in a million different things.
A million different pies. So I really do a lot. First and foremost, I have a show on Nachum's Network called Table for Two. We actually spent 4 hours here pre-recording a show that's going to air this Friday morning from Kosher Fest.
Good.
I write for Mishpacha Magazine, The Jewish Home. I've written 2 cookbooks. Actually, my second book is turning 1 year old today. So happy birthday to Perfect Flavors.
a lot of people here said they have it.
Yeah, okay. I'm so excited. Yes. And my first book is Perfect for Pesach, which is Pesach is around the corner.
That's right.
I run a Pesach catering business. I work on Pesach programs. This year I'm working for Kosher Travelers. I'll be going to Rhodes in Greece, so that's pretty exciting. Yeah, lots more food and adventures coming up. I do a lot of food traveling and blogging. I run an Instagram page called Naomi Nachman. I have videos on kosher.com called Sunny Side Up. I run Kosher Chopped competitions. I come to your house, your office, your family simcha, your anniversary party, anything you want it to be. But mitzvahs are one of the biggest ones, and I do these in-house kosher chop competitions.
No, 1 second. Time out. I believe you as an individual, but it doesn't make sense because there's only 24 hours in a day.
Right.
How does this work exactly?
Anybody who knows me.
Do you have a clone?
Everybody knows I'm a big hustler. I really, I've got a lot of energy. People will say, how do you get that energy? Like, baby, I was born this way, you know? Quoting Lady Gaga. I really am very high energy. I thrive on a room like this. Actually happen to be very tired right now because
it's been a long day.
And I flew in. I had a flight in Chicago. I did an event for the OU on Sunday afternoon in Chicago. We did a chopped competition for executive directors who were there for a conference, an OU conference, and I made them all do a chop competition, and it's like getting different members of the board. You know, like some are workers and some are people sit back.
Right. Some are going to be a little bit more distant.
Some people do a lot, like to be told what to do.
So you take that concept.
And that's exactly a chop competition and how you can make a perfect dish or a perfect committee and make them work together.
So cool.
Yeah, so I have a lot of fun doing that. I have a really fun job, and I just love being in. This is my 20-something year in a row at Kosher Fest.
20-plus years at Kosher Fest.
I'm just someone who loves kosher food, and I came as a nobody way back when. And now I get to come and do radio shows and talk to you on your show.
But you know what's special? You know, we live in a day and age where kind of everyone, every millennial thinks that, you wave that magic wand and you're an instant celebrity.
Oh.
You become a success, overnight, not realizing it's true you become overnight, but after 20 years, after 30 years.
This overnight, I don't know how to call it sex, that sounds a bit haughty, but I've been working
hard at it for
15 years, but I've always been entrepreneurial. Even as a kid, I used to do clown birthday parties as a kid to make some money. I always worked hard. I thrive on working hard. I try to find a little bit of work, family, life balance. But I do take my family. My family's had incredible perks from this. Baruch Hashem, thank God.
Amazing.
And I really love what I do. But I work really hard. There's no such thing. I didn't wake up and said I'm going to be an Instagram influencer. I did my time. I've done my time. And I continue to do it. Nothing is beneath me.
Now, question, before we get to the hotel to Greece, right? We have to give a shout. We're going to get into trouble if we don't give a shout out to Miriam Wallach, right?
Miriam Wallach. Okay, can I just tell you my fabulous history with Miriam?
Sure.
Miriam and I live in the same neighborhood, but our paths had not crossed. I get a phone call one day from the Nachum Segal Network. I know Nachum because I used to live on the Lower East Side.
Okay.
So, and I'd been on Jamie in the AM.
Sure.
So I get a call from Miriam Wallach. Jamie Geller was supposed to do a show with an interview with... She couldn't make it. Could you come and... Can you be the interview? So we want to talk about getting ready for school lunches or quick and easy dinners when the school year starts. Summer was winding down. I did the interview from the Camp Dina office. I worked for Camp Dina. I was the culinary arts director.
Okay.
I started a culinary program. I sat in that office. Miriam did a call in with me. I was shaking. My friend Peril Lichter, whose husband is Moshe Lichter from the Culinary Depot, booths down, was holding my hand because I was shaking. Right? And the interview went great. And then she called me back around Thanksgiving time and said, would you like to do another interview? I'm sure you have some great Thanksgiving ideas. Sure, I did the interview. A couple weeks later, she goes, would you like your own show? We're a brand new network. We're a few months old. We're halfway through season one, but we love a food show. Would you like to do it? And we met.
And the rest is history.
The rest is history. Trial by fire. She turned me on. Avrami Finkelstein, who
sure.
was my
right
engineer at the time.
And
now it's ZK.
Of course.
He said, we trial by fire. You. Here's the microphone. Here's the timer. Get some guests. Go. And it's over 210
amazing.
Shows, 8 seasons.
Last question before I let you go. So you're running a Pesach program. How far in advance is the preparation for that type of program?
So I'm not running a program. Okay. I'm just attending the program, and I'm giving some cooking classes.
Gotcha.
I'm like the rabbi who gives the daf yomi, except I'm giving some cooking classes and a chop
very
competition,
nice.
And I bring my Instagramming so to show the world how great. It's a little bit of marketing. But let me tell you, I run a Pesach business,
okay.
And being at Kosher Fest, I am here for, like, you could see both things. I'm looking for new products. What's out there? What can I make for my customers? What recipes can I write for my book, for a magazine article?
Right.
And new stuff I'm finding right here in
amazing.
Pesach. Pesach starts right after Sukkot. People who run full-time Pesach programs are busy with this all year. I
right.
spoke to
right.
Dov Weissman from Upscale Getaways mm-hmm. today. He mm-hmm. runs 2 programs, and it's his full-time job. So, you know, it's and he doesn't do, like, other things full-time
right.
during
that's
the year.
Thing.
That's his thing. So really, Pesach is really a full-time job, but if you're running a program like Ram Caterers, I worked for them for 4 years, a beautiful program in Doral, and Gross and Schechter program, I worked for them in New Jersey for the people that have to be at home, local programs. But the minute Sukkot goes out and that Sukkot comes down,
right, that's it. The pressure's
it,
on. It's
the pressure
Pesach.
Is on. Pesach is it here. I have a countdown from 1 year to the next.
Naomi, just a final shout-out to your program. You're on every Friday morning.
9 a.m. right after Nachum Jam in the a.m. on Friday mornings, 9 a.m. NachumSiegel.com. You can listen onto the app. It's all podcasted on iTunes. And, yeah, I'd love people to tune in and listen.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Such great advice, such great content shared by the such a wide range of guests here at Kosher Fest 2019. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saplis right here on 77 WABC. Thank you so much for joining me. Yes, there's some background noise, and that is because we're coming to you from Kosher Fest 2019. And we're going to have such a wide range of guests that are going to share their tips and knowledge from the kosher food industry and the business world at large. Now I have the pleasure of speaking with
Seth Shaw, CEO of Toriga Sciences, Inc.
Okay. This sounds rather interesting. Talk about what does your company provide to the marketplace?
Our company has developed and manufactures and distributes a legal CBD-infused supplement chewing gum in 3 flavors, mint, pomegranate, and blood orange, kosher certified, vegan, and a unique product in the CBD's edible space with many barriers to entry. In my opinion, the best product in the space. Great flavor, all natural flavor. Doing fabulously well, has been a big hit here, and we expect to continue to grow and do great things.
Is this your first time to Kosher Fest?
It is.
Okay. Where could people find your product?
Right now, the 5 boroughs of New York City do not allow the sale of any type of packaged edibles, but Northern Jersey, Connecticut, Westchester County, Long Island, the tri-state area, and then to a lesser extent through some small distributors throughout the United States. And we also have an e-commerce site, www.torigum.com, T-A-U-R-I-G-U-M.com.
What's the, perhaps you could share, because obviously you're in the innovative space.
Correct.
When did you get the aha moment for this product?
Our company received a cash settlement for slightly more than $2 million in late 2017 from something else, and we decided we wanted to enter the CBD edible space, but in a manner that made sense, not just to do a gummy or a chocolate and be one of 90 brands. We wanted to figure out what the market was missing, why it was missing something, and how to develop it. Now, developing a CBD-infused chewing gum is extremely difficult. There are technical challenges in the manufacturing process, which is why we are one of the very few of these successful CBD chewing gums to be launched. And to be quite frank with you, it took a lot of effort to get the formulation right and to get the manufacturing challenges fixed, and we have a great product.
Fascinating.
10 milligrams of CBD isolate per piece of gum. Each blister pack has 8 pieces of Tori gum, which is the name of our brand, T-A-U-R-I-G-U-M. And, we look forward to developing new products. All of our products will be vegan and kosher and ethically done.
Seth, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you very much for having us.
All right, Kosher Fest 2019. And now I have the pleasure of sitting with a duo. All right. Off to my right is
Yehoshua Wirth from Heart of Israel and the Grapevine and Foundation Spirits.
Okay, and
Tzvi Lauren from Heart of Israel Wines.
Okay, so to say, what brings you to Kosher Fest is kind of like that's not really an intelligent question. What brings you to Kosher Fest? Of course, you're here because you're all about kosher wines.
Yes, as of now, I'm the most watched kosher wine reviewer in the world on video. And we're producing a show coming up in Long Island called the Long Island Kosher Wine Expo. About 500 people, 10 food masters are going to be presenting their foods, their chocolatiers, and it's inside of an airplane museum to give people more of an ambiance and experience.
What are the hours of that show?
6:30 till 9:30 December 3rd.
It's coming up around the corner.
Yeah.
And see, perhaps.
So one of the, I guess, the tables that will be at that show will be our table, Heart of Israel Wines, where there's a lot of distributors in the kosher wine world. We're a new one. Myself and Yeshua, we bring three boutique wineries. Our goal of the company really was to take... We're trying to change a paradigm of what's going on in the kosher wine world. We're trying to bring Israeli wines out of that kosher box into the rest of the world, and at least in the United States, across the United States, in the non-Jewish space. And so we're taking the, I guess, the concepts of Israel and the marketing of everything that Israel has to offer as a story, Torah, Jewish history, contemporary history, ancient history. It's not being used at all, and we're bringing that out, and we're bringing it to the people, because it's really the greatest story ever told. So
perhaps you could share any particular trends that you're seeing in kosher wine in 2019, 2020.
I think that the trend itself coming up is more white wines, Gewürztraminers and Sauvignon Blancs and odd grapes, Macebio from Spain, and also blends. There's some really good white blends that are coming to the market, becoming more popular. People are realizing that wine itself isn't Cabernet and Moscato as the central and only force, that there's other flavors and characters and styles that people want to enjoy. Tzvi and I have been realizing in overall the story of Israel and the fact that there was amphores or large containers found that were being given in tribute to Rome was a major thing. The quality of our wine was a reason for shalom with foreign entities and countries in ancient times. And we realized it still exists today. We have, you know, rules and or halachas not to party, we'll say, with the foreigner, we'll call it, but yet at the same time having shalom with people and sitting down and having a peaceful drink is maybe a healthy thing.
Yeshua Tzvi, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Love to you and your family.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, and now I have the pleasure of sitting with Lenny Glass. Lenny, how are you?
Good to see you again.
Yes. Moritech Industries. And you've got some real background in the world of creating. I mean, you take it. I know everyone talks about the crack and glow, but that's not your only story. Of course, you've got a storied career. Perhaps you could share with the listeners.
Yeah, we've been fortunate. We're now celebrating our 32nd year in business. I started my career as a chemist, and I guess my claim to fame is having helped develop the light stick, which became a major product in the entertainment industry. But in 1987, we started Moritech. We began as a distributor for a number of Israeli industrial products, capitalizing on bromine out of the Dead Sea, which was a major ingredient in the photography industry. We all know what happened to that. And then also magnesium chloride coming out of the Dead Sea as a natural product, which is an ingredient in the manufacture of tofu. And we have really now replaced the Sea of Japan, which again is a natural source for all practical purposes, as a major component of the tofu process worldwide. Over the last several years, we've diversified into natural products for skincare, we are offering a number of natural products to both major and boutique manufacturers of skincare products. And 3 years ago, we acquired a company, Vitacyclics, which has the distinction of being able to produce a class of vitamins which are naturally oil-soluble and rendering them completely water-soluble. Not miscible, but completely water-soluble. So we are supplying water-soluble vitamins A, D, and E, and some other components into the dairy industry. All milk is required to have a minimum level of vitamins A and D. We are also supplying it into the functional beverage industry. and two manufacturers of products such as functional beverages, new protein groups, protein compounds, and orange juice, apple juice, and what have you. So,
Len, I'm going to jump in with that. We know that the FDA passed a law not so long ago, and it's actually being implemented over the next few months, and that is to list the vitamin D content inside every single food product. Is
right.
that correct?
Correct, or its absence. In fact, here at the show, I managed to meet with a number of manufacturers of liquid drinks and pointed to their label, and those labels, which are already in conformance, say right. vitamin D, not a
zero.
Zero, not a significant source, and alerted them to the fact that using our product, it can put it freely into a water-based product. We also have a vitamin D crystal, which could go into a solid product and is totally water-soluble, and we've just acquired the rights to a vegan vitamin D3, which again will be totally vegetable based or based on algae. We look forward to introducing that.
Fascinating line. Fascinating line. Lenny, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Yitzhak, it's always our pleasure.
Thank you.
Enjoy. Thank you.
Oh man, we're out of time. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Well, this wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC. It was recorded at Kosher Fest 2019. Tune in again next Sunday night right here on 77 WABC at 10 p.m. for more great business content. Have a great week.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.